I'll call the meeting to order. Mr. Cox, would you call the roll, please?
Cynthia Albright?
Present.
Jeff Anderson? Denny Birchland?
Here.
Bob Eaton? Todd Fedora? Steve Filipovich? Marsha Hales?
Here.
George Hanson?
Here.
Bob Hartle?
Here.
Bob Hendrickson?
Here.
Susan Lotto? Eli Miltich?
Here.
Lisa Potswell?
Here.
Bill Sample?
Here.
John Strongathorn?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Mr. Cox, did you receive any excused absences from any of the people that are not here?
Well, I received two requests. You can determine if they're excused or not. Commissioner Anderson and Commissioner Fedora had a work-related event they needed to attend to. Those are the only two that contacted me.
Okay, well, given that, do we need to move to excuse them for their absence then, and we'll wait and hear if there was a reason that the others didn't. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? As you noticed, we don't have an agenda, but we did get a copy of minutes from the meeting of July 29th, and so I'm assuming that we need to approve those if somebody would like to move the approval of.
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay. That was Commissioner Miltich and Hales. Any comments or any corrections that anybody saw in the minutes? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That passes. Suddenly, an agenda has magically appeared. And communications, none. Unfinished business, none. So we move down to the new business, the election of president and vice president. And I did bring along the our rules of procedure for the Charter Commission. And I would only note that we elect our officers in October for a one-year term commencing November 1st, and the president and vice president are eligible for re-election but cannot serve more than two full terms. I have served two full terms, and I'm not sure who is the vice president. Is it Mr.
Commissioner Fedora?
Okay. And has he served one or two terms?
One term.
One term, okay. So given that, I don't know if anyone has had a chance to think about or talk to some likely candidates for president or vice president. Is there any, are there any nominations to be put forward? Commissioner Hales?
Well, it seems like president because last year Chair Albright, you were absent from this meeting. Seeing as Commissioner Fedora is currently vice president, I would nominate him as president.
Do you want to comment, Mr. Cox? I talked to him earlier today, and I believe that you've talked to Commissioner Fedora about this.
He stated that if he was nominated, he would not be interested in accepting it because of a personal commitments for president.
Do you want still want to go forward or see if there isn't a second yet? So does anybody else want to put a name forward? Commissioner Miltich.
Madam Chair, I would nominate George Hanson.
Is there a second to that nomination?
There is second.
It's moved and seconded that George Hanson be the president for the coming year. Any discussion? Comments? Should we vote separately on president and vice president, or would? Okay. Then shall we proceed to vote? All those in favor of George Hanson as president, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
I
understand. It's unanimous. would someone like to put forward a nomination then for vice president?
I'll nominate Todd Fedora for vice president then.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, moved and seconded Todd Fedora for vice president. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
President Albright, he did say he would accept that if elected.
Okay. I recall that that was what you said. Otherwise, I would not have gone forward with the election. So we have our officers for the coming year, starting November 1st. Our next meeting will be in January. And the only other thing of note is that we do have two of our Charter Commission items on the ballot in November. So I don't know in what way those will be. There will be an effort to educate the public or to do anything to support their passage. But do you have any comments about that, Mr. Cox?
Well, purely informational. We'll have first of all, absentee voting is going on already. The sample ballot will be on our website in the next day or two, and it'll be published in the News Tribune on the last Sunday in October as required by law.
And the requirement in terms of approval of a charter amendment is it a majority of those voting? Oh, dear.
Subject to Mr. Johnson's change, it's a simple majority of yes over no, not of those voting.
That was my recollection anyway. So, Commissioner Miletich.
Madam Chair, I see we're on the agenda. We're close to adjournment. Mm-hmm. And I'd like you to kind of block your ears with your hands right now. Mm-hmm. Being as how your term as chair is up, I would like to move that this board commend you for the impartial, very objective, forceful job you've done as chair.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Let's see
how
the vote goes.
I wouldn't take a
form of emotion.
I've enjoyed working with all of you, and I'll still be around to harass people. So.
Chair Albright, I hate to go backwards.
Yes.
But, I did, in the minutes, I checked the minutes, and they all seem correct, but I did notice my name is not listed, and I was present at this meeting.
Oh, okay.
It's not listed as present or absent. It's just not there.
Okay.
There's a message there, John.
Yeah, I know. I've been told I'm not there before.
Okay. And we'll sort of wait and see what business comes before us in January. I don't know that we have anything that we're carrying over, except maybe Mr. Hansen's committee that's working on that item, and we'll see if anything else comes forward and watch for the results of the election in November. So thank you all for your hard work, and I would ask someone to move for adjournment.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting be adjourned. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you very much.